Hopefully you can see my slides. What I'm just trying to outline is the program that I'm involved with, which is where the UK has decided to work together with the public and private sector to come together to do a research capability that can help UK become more competitive on a global stage. So I'm currently director of IBM in the UK. And let's see if we can move on the slide. Oh, there we go. We're working. Sorry about that. IBM has a global research capability. I run a couple of labs in the UK. What's important, though, is that we act as a single body to pull together a research vision that we then take out to work with public and private sector partners. For us, this is an important asset. And really why we think it's becoming increasingly important is that, we've identified that there's a need for science to tackle the big problems that we've got. And the other activity that's happening is that, we've identified that actually we're moving from a completely new paradigm of experience. So we're predicting that, clearly big data driven science has a huge role to play, but that we think that we're gonna need to move beyond that and into an area where we're calling accelerated discovery. And so what do I mean about that? Then really what we're looking at is trying to deploy scientific knowledge at scale. We're trying to take advantage of AI to generate hypotheses and develop a whole series of processes and move to actually testing out autonomously ideas and thoughts that are being generated by systems to tackle some of these big problems. One of the things that we've set ourselves is a series of goals and challenges as to what we're looking to get out of this. And as an example of how these come together is that, we're looking to set ourselves the challenge of developing processes that will reduce by a factor of 10 the time taken to develop new materials and also reduce the cost by a factor of 10. And that to us is the goal. And how we're actually tackling that, we're looking to try and effectively supercharge the scientific method. So, this is what we're all familiar with. We do research, we hypothesize, we test, we assess, we report, and we work our way around. And clearly that has brought some great rewards and great dividends. But what for us is really important is that to take that to this next stage of accelerated discovery, what we need to do is really break it down and put it all back together again. So, we're looking at doing things like AI-powered deep search. So this is really providing capabilities to delve into scientific literature at scale, recognizing that it's impossible to keep pace with the amount of information that's being published, and making sure that we can actually distill that literature through autonomous systems to come up with the nuggets of information that we need to actually make processes. Having done that, look to improve our knowledge in those areas where we have gaps. So using AI and quantum enriched simulations to actually fill in some of the gaps in our knowledge. Once we've gone through that process, look to generate new models using AI to give us the best winnowing down of the degrees of freedom to enable us to really run this stuff through in a completely autonomous lab to get results very rapidly. So I say, when you break it down in that fashion, I say what we'll look able to predict is that for new materials, which could be for carbon capture, could be for better batteries, increased capability for photovoltaics, what we're hoping to do is to pull those times down to by a factor of 10 and reduce the cost of them. Now, clearly, that's something that we're providing as a capability. And what we want to do with that capability is work with partners, work with our ecosystem to actually deploy our tools to enable them to make the advances that we think we need. This is all well and good, but one of the things that has become apparent to us is that actually, when you start to apply these sort of techniques, there's a problem. And I'm calling it sort of like, you know, an emerging technology challenge. Really, what we're looking to do is to enable people to understand what's going on with the new technologies, why it's important to them, give them the skills to do that, because clearly, you know, some of these things require a different skill set to the ones that you're likely to be working with, integrating it into enterprise systems and providing the infrastructure to actually run this thing on. I guess the first area that we're looking at, though, is it's really quite important to understand why this is important. And, you know, I go back to, you know, what you would call sort of like a marketing 101 diagram. You know, this is the sort of thing that you see in a marketing textbook where, you know, a new technology gets launched, the technology enthusiasts and the visionaries pick it up. It then gets passed over to mainstream business. It starts to decline as a new technology comes along to replace it. And then finally, you've just got a series of laggards that are following things through. Well, that's all well and good. But actually, I guess this is probably, for me, I think, a very important diagram. And this really came out of work that was done by a guy called Jeff Moore in California in the late 80s. And what he postulated was that actually for high technology, for the things that we think we need to deploy to make a difference and to make an impact, that easy sort of like standard deviation curve, bell curve, is not really working. And what he really pointed out was that you actually get a disconnect between the early adopters and the mainstream business. And he called it a chasm. And really what it's all about is saying, you know, how do you actually get these two different communities talking to each other such that the mainstream business understands the advantages of a new technology, and the technologists understand what they need to do to actually make it relevant to the business and close that gap up. Some of you may be familiar with things like the Gartner hype curve, and it's really sort of like a different way of explaining why you get this, you know, huge wave of publicity about how a new technology is going to have a major impact, and then it seems to sort of like fall into abeyance until you finally get the mainstream activity coming across. And so this playing in the chasm is very important. You need deliberately to have multidisciplinary teams. You need to have those teams able to communicate ideas and thoughts with each other. They need to come together around common languages and common concepts. And they need to be able to demonstrate the value of a particular technology. So one of the things that we've been working with IBM research is with the Science and Technology Facilities Council is to develop what we're calling the Hartree National Center for Digital Innovation. And really what we're all about is accelerating the adoption of new technologies and providing UK industry and academic groups access to a series of things that will make all the difference. So it's not just machines, although there are high-performance computers we can get access to. And it's not just people, because, you know, we're able to find people that have got the skills to enable us to work in that sort of chasm. But it's really putting all of those things together such that we've got a one-stop shop where people could come to us with challenges in any different, a range of different sectors, and we will put together a solution based around some of these concepts of accelerating discovery and transitioning technology and enabling them to do that in a very easy to adopt fashion. So going through some of the activities we've got, as I said, it's a new collaborative partnership between IBM Research and SDFC, launched in May this year, and it is a true partnership. So decision-making is done between the two groups. We have a management board which has equal representation, and that decides which projects we pick up and evolve. It's manned by public and private sector researchers. So half the researchers will be coming from IBM, half of them will be coming from SDFC. But it's all about enabling businesses and public sector organizations to adopt AI and quantum computing. So it's like I say, it's meant to be a one-stop shop. You come to us with your challenge, you come to us with your problem. We will develop proof of concepts that will enable them to articulate the benefits and move it to the point where they can adopt it into their organizations. And on the way through, de-risk the solutions such that we're able to actually come out with a properly researched business case that enables people to make sensible investment decisions. So there's four main activities. Explain is really a program of work we've got which will enable people to come to us and get training in AI systems and quantum computing. It's provided on a free basis to enable people to come in, reskill or upskill some of their activity. We're really looking to cast the net quite widely as to who we can get involved in these sort of activities. But it's all about widening the talent pool in the UK. We then move on to explore. And in explore, what we're looking to do is to take proof of concept to tackle particular challenges that are brought to us by, either public or private organizations can come to us with a challenge. And really what we're looking for in that instance is the ability for the organization that's coming to us to actually give us a technical challenge that we believe that AI can help, and we will take that challenge and come up with a proof of concept. Now, for the organizations coming to us with these sort of challenges, the proof of concept stage, what we're looking for is interest, involvement, and in effect, some kind of a desire to make this happen. We provide the people and the machinery and all of the other elements needed to make that proof of concept a reality. And at that point, we hand over the results of this in the form of sort of like a business proposition that companies can then decide whether to take forward either with us or go their own way with the results that come out of the Explore setup. Once we've done that explore stage, the next activity we're looking at is what we're calling Accelerate. Now, the key part of Accelerate for us is this is how we are hoping to take what's come out of the proof of concepts and embed it into UK organizations such that they see competitive advantage. So it's a lot of this is going to be less to do with the R&D activities because in the previous proof of concepts will have solved those sort of challenge. This is much more about how do we practically implement this in a fashion such that the business can see business benefit and can deliver it off the systems that they've chosen. Like I say, the help that we give at this point is entirely under the direction of the organization that we're working with. They can come to us and say, yeah, love the proof of concept. We think that this is important for our business. We just want to go away and invest ourselves in building up our own capability, and that's fine. It may be that they are at a completely different point of the spectrum, and they may say to us, oh, okay, we see what impact the results of these proof of concepts are going to have on our business. How do we actually get you to deliver those results to us in a seamless fashion such that we can just take it and run our business? And that, again, is equally fine. The challenge for some organizations is that, if your mainstream business is not involved with AI or quantum, you may decide that you don't want to invest in what may become a sort of like a niche skill for you, but you are desperately keen to take advantage of the benefits that come from the system. Either of those approaches is perfectly supported by the system that we're developing up at the Hartree Centre. And each of them is something that seem to be equally beneficial to UK industry and organisations. The final one, we're looking at as sort of like a resilience point of view. Clearly, there are a lot of new technologies coming downstream that could have an impact in terms and could aid UK organisations. Main one, that we're seeing at the moment is quantum computing. As an organization, IBM has just launched its 127-qubit processor called Eagle. And at the 127 qubits, we're starting to reach the point where we can get results that will become game changers. That's not just the end of the road, though, for us in terms of quantum. Our roadmap that we've published has the next year providing a system with over 400 qubits and 1,000 qubits the year after. So at those sort of levels, for particular applications where quantum is applicable, and it may not be applicable for all of the setups that you're looking to use, you can see that we're reaching the point where quantum advantage is going to become a major participant. And so what we're saying with our approach here is that we are providing access into a quantum capability and understanding such that any solutions that you put in place to enable your activities through the first three of these phases, you can be underpinned by the fact that when new technologies come along, that there's an easy on-ramp to enable you to take that technology and put it back into your enterprise. So that really was what I was going to describe. Like I say, we are at IBM fully committed in the UK with two labs to provide access to a range of global capability that we have both in our lab and with our other ecosystem partners. With that access and the capability of working alongside the STFC at the Hartree Centre, what we're hoping is that for some of the major challenges that, as a society we face, we will be able to move UK capability forward and make sure that the UK is a place where careers can be developed right at the forefront of technology. So I think I'd stop at that point.